With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا الله
Season 2, Episode 11, Time Management from an Islamic Point of View. And before I get started, I just say, wow, it's amazing. Speaking of time management, we've done 3 shows in 3 days, but alhamdulillah, our praise be to Allah that we're able to do it. So let's get started. Time is short. On the site I asked, on Blog Talk Radio, I asked the question, hey, have you ever wondered why you can't get the things you want to get done, accomplished? Do you feel like there is not enough time in the day? Do you feel like you're making plans and keep putting them off time after time? Well, that seems to happen to me sometimes with the shows, you know, between shows and work and things of that nature. So this is a show for everyone out there listening and a show for myself. So I'm just as happy or intent to listen to this as I am to give it to you. So let's get started. So today's episode is Time Management from an Islamic Point of View. Let's get started off. Time management is the act or process of planning, executing and controlling amount of human. Time management is the act or process, and executing control over the amount of time spent on said activity. The rewards of good time management is effectiveness, efficiency, and productivity. In Islam, there are two guides, there are two resources that guide us as Muslims with our time management and our everyday life, and that is the Quran and the Sunnah, which is the words and action of Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. Time is a blessing that mankind must understand it is a blessing that's given to him from Allah. Time is defined as a span of life, the scope of man's existence, the arena of his presence. Time is spoken about several times in the Quran, but one of the most significant surahs that talk about time is Surah Al-Asr, Surah 103.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
والعصر.
By time.
إن إن الإنسان لفي خسر.
Indeed, mankind is in loss.
إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر.
Except for those who have believed and done righteous deeds, and advised each other to truth, and advised each other to patience.
In this surah, Allah swears upon time himself. When Allah swears by his creation, he's bringing attention to it. He's pointing out the importance of what he's swearing upon. And in this surah, Allah swore upon time. Man's purpose with time, his purpose in life, is to worship Allah. And that is why we're blessed with the time that we have. The acts of worshiping Allah are allocated into specific times, i.e., the salah. Our salah is broken up into five different, the far salah, the salah that we must do every day, is broken up into five times during the day. Allah says, worship at fixed hours that have been enjoined on the believers. So Allah is telling you that he's giving you worship him at the fixed time he's giving you. Allah also says in the Quran, he speaks about how specific time is. He lets you know all that's on the earth will perish. He also goes on to say in another surah 94, verse 7, so when you have finished your duties, then stand up for worship. So he's letting you know you have things to do, but also stand up and worship. Also, you have things to do throughout the day, but worship Allah. Or even when you get done with them, stand up and worship Allah. When you're done, not just your father's Allah, but stand up and give him praise. You know, thank you Allah for letting me able to go to work today, or thank you Allah for letting me get whatever I needed to do, get it accomplished. Time management in the Sunnah way. In the Sunnah, in the ways and actions of Prophet Muhammad, time is broken down in two parts. It's broken down as a great blessing and a great responsibility. On the day of resurrection, the day the man will be brought back to life, and we'll go over this at a later date, man will be asked about four things. He'll be asked about how he spent his lifetime, how he spent his youth, how he spent and acquired his wealth, and what he did with the knowledge that he obtained during his life. There's several hadith about time, but one specific one that you hear a lot of people bring up or that you just run across, and it's one that stood out, so I wanted to use it for the show, is about take advantage of five before five. And it goes on to say that Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, advised us to take advantage of five before five. Your youth before old age, your health before sickness, your wealth before poverty, your free time before you're preoccupied, and your life before death. So that's your youth before old age, your health before sickness, your wealth before poverty, your free time before you're preoccupied, and your life before death. And with those, all those that happen, some people are saying, well, I have money now. How you think I'm going to be broke? You never know. And when you get to a certain age, when you get to a certain point in life, your money can't do anything for you. And it's talking about wealth before poverty. When you're dead, when you're in the grave, your money can't do anything for you. As Muslims, we must ensure that we allocate and organize our time. By allocating and organizing our time, you bring an important balance to your life. By doing this, by allocating and organizing your time, you have time for praying to your Lord. You have time for questioning yourself. You have time for reflecting on Allah's creation. And you have time for food and drink. There are different time management tips that I've gotten by reading different hadiths during this time by preparing for this show. A few of them are, I have five right here. So a few of them are be an early riser. That's the person who wakes up and prays or finds you. Really, a person that wakes up and prays Father at the mosque, if you can make it. Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, says in a few of the hadiths, and then one hadith in particular, that his ummah, his nation, is blessed in the early hours of the day. So if you have anything to do, it's great to be an early riser and take care of it right there in the morning. Schedule your life. Number two is schedule your life around your five salah. Don't schedule your salah around your life. Schedule your life around your salah, your prayer. Prioritize and be consistent. Put your things in priority and make sure you stick with it. Number four is hasten to do good. Number five is to honor the time of others. If your time is important, let everybody else's time be important. If you're around somebody where time is not important to them, they want to put off on what they need to be doing, and you don't need to be around that person because they're not going to help you out in life. My few tips for you before we go on is just from me to you, to brothers and well, my two cents. It's three tips. So my two cents, which are three points to the brothers and sisters, or are to, before you start anything, to make good intentions. Make good, sincere intentions, matter of fact. When you get ready to do something, have intentions that you're gonna do this for the right reason, that you're doing this to be righteous, that you're doing this to do good things. Next is to start off every action by saying Bismillah, by saying in the name of Allah. So if it's a situation where you can't say Bismillah, if you can't invoke Allah's name in doing it, then maybe you shouldn't be doing it. And also to make sincere dua to Allah while you're doing it, also before and after. You know, make sincere dua to Allah. Ask Allah to bless you, to see you through it, to help you with it. This brings up almost the ending of the show, my part of the show. Before you go, I'll have a little section on here that tells you about time management from another point of view, different things you can do throughout your day. But before I let you go, I'd like to say if you have any questions or comments or anything of that nature, feel free to please email us at hotdawahmedia@gmail.com. That's hotdawahmedia@gmail.com. If you are the show notes for this show, you can catch them. You can find them at hotdawah.blogspot.com. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at the Hot Dawah Group, GRP for group. Follow us on Tumblr at, just type in Hot Dawah or dot Hot Dawah. Facebook backslash the Hot Dawah Group. Once again, GRP. I told you about the blogger. Subscribe to us. Subscribe to our podcast on iTunes and Sketches. Type in Glad Tidings or Hot Dawah Media. Look for us on YouTube, Hot Dawah Media. Also, I have plans on having a great brother on the show on Sunday. Next Sunday, he's going to do a show on marriage. So I really appreciate if you catch it live. I'll have the time. I'll put it in enough time so you can listen to it live, or you can catch it afterwards at Blog Talk Radio. And I have some other big things I plan on doing for next season, so stay abreast after this. After show 13, which will be in about 2 weeks, we'll go on. I'll have a show, like a miniature show, let you know what we have planned for next season. So, inshallah, I pray that you enjoyed the show. Anything beneficial, make praise to Allah. Any mistakes were from me. I walk away from you. I leave you as I joined you and saying assalamu alaikum, fear man Allah. I leave you in the protection of Allah.
Your time is your life, and much like ice, it is constantly melting away. Do not let time go to waste. Know that time should not be without structure. To order your day and night, organizing your routine of worship and assigning an activity to each period. This is a method for constant remembrance of God, a necessary ingredient in attaining spiritual happiness. Try to awake from sleep before dawn, a noble time, and let the first words in your heart and on your tongue be the remembrance of God. purify your body and get dressed appropriately with the intention of obeying God. Pray in your home, then make your way to the mosque in tranquility and with remembrance of God. Pray with the congregation, which is 27 times better than a prayer alone. Do not fail to complete this profitable act, for if you are negligent, then what benefit is there for you in the pursuit of knowledge? After all, the fruit of knowledge is in acting upon it. Time until sunrise in four types of remembrance: supplication, glorification, recitation, and reflection. Reflect upon your mistakes and the nearness of your end, and carefully plan your day with the intention of obeying God. By the light of day, you should strive to occupy yourself with what benefits you in the hereafter. Use your time in one of four ways. The first is seeking useful knowledge. This is the best use of time and highest form of worship. Useful knowledge increases your God consciousness. If you are unable to acquire useful knowledge, use your time in extra prayers or one of the four types of remembrance mentioned. The third use of time is to act in a way that will bring happiness to the hearts of believers or make it easier for the righteous to accomplish good works, such as visiting the sick and feeding the poor. Finally, spending your time earning an honest living to take care of yourself and your family is also a form of worship. However, beware of worldly greed, for it will ruin your religion. When the sun turns red, try and spend your time glorifying God. The sun should set while you are seeking forgiveness. One must also set aside time for worldly necessities, family, and community. Before you sleep, review your knowledge. Do not end your day in entertainment, for actions are according to the last of them. Know that sleep is like death, and waking is like resurrection. Be ready to meet God by sleeping in a state of purity with your will.
Psychology works. And if there was a Muslim psychologist like no other, it's Imam Ghazali. I give you...
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.